Longtime Atlantic City patron forced to deal with reward account issue. Mary Kopko and her late husband would visit Caesars properties in Atlantic City, New Jersey, once a month for 20 years. However, after a trip in February to the casino she's frequented recently, Tropicana, she had a notable issue with her rewards account, with her credits going from $702.60 to $110.04 overnight. More about Kopko and the situation. This situation at Tropicana arose after she checked in for a two-night stay at Tropicana on February 19. She had $418.22 in credits. When she went to bed that night, the credits were up to $702.60, only to plummet overnight, as mentioned. After contacting the rewards desk, they asked for a copy of her license and said they'd review the security footage. They also froze her account. A few days later, customer service asked for another copy of her license, which she sent over. Customer service told her they were used at Gin Ricky's live music bar and Chickie's and Pete's sports bar, two venues she never visited. Then, on March 6, she checked her account, and $182.18 worth of rewards were gone. However, her account was supposed to have been frozen as of February 21. She then contacted customer service again, and they told her they reviewed the footage, and it showed Kopko, wearing glasses, spending the points. One problem. Kopko said she doesn't wear glasses. Quote, "I'm just beyond disbelief that whoever used my card and accessed my comps just happens to be blonde and 78 years old. What are the chances of that? And at no point was my driver's license out of my possession." Mary Kopko, victim. A happy ending. A news outlet, Lehigh Valley Live, reviewed her comp history and EZ Pass bill. After they did, they contacted Tropicana and asked them to recheck her comps. The next day, she got a call. They were restoring the comps, giving $150 more, and said they'd retrain employees. While she's happy to have gotten her comps back, she's not happy with how it all went down. Quote, "I was disappointed that this took so long, that they weren't more thorough with verifying my identity by looking at me entering my hotel room on the nights involved or checking if I was still checked in. Or looking at my history of using comps and not having this stand out is very unusual." Mary Kopko, victim.